It is world famous K-Rock, 106.7 KROQ. Never, ever, ever get tired of playing this song. Killing in the Name, it is Rage Against the Machine on K-Rock. It is the world famous K-Rock, 106.7 KROQ. It's Kevin Ryder in the afternoon. What's up, party people? On the show today, we're going to talk World Cup. Mexico already won their first game, 2-0. Spoiler alert. Sorry about that. NBA, talking New York Knicks. We are going to do People Are Dumb, Porn in Pomona. We have What's Up with Florida. We also have the 420 Catch of the Day, which is our new music feature. And in the 5 o'clock hour, Young the Giant and Cold War Kids at the Forum July 17th. And more tickets for Sublime. K-Rock, hello.
Hey, what's up, Kevin?
What's happening?
Winning.
That is absolutely not true.
Will the security at the World Cup, especially at the airports, make it harder for you and I? Details will be coming up on the world famous K-Rock. It's Kevin Ryder in the afternoon. If you're recording the Mexico game of the World Cup, spoiler alert, I'm going to give something away here. Because as I got to work, I turned on the TV and I saw beer flying through the air. And I knew immediately that meant Mexico won. Mexico is really loose. Mexico fans really loose with the alcohol. Just throwing it up in the air everywhere. And I assume most of the fans end up covered in some of it, but that's how they celebrate. And that was the first game of the World Cup, and it was 2-0. It's still unclear how many people are coming to the United States for the World Cup, but there are a lot. And so they have done a bunch of things to make security at the airports a little bit easier to get through. And if you're flying for, say, summer vacation, you might actually be helped by some of this stuff.
Experience things like touchless technology to minimize physical contact.
I like that. With people coming from all over the world, we don't want to be a giant petri dish.
Including automatic e-gates. And travelers using TSA PreCheck will notice the touchless ID for enhanced free identity verification.
All right, that doesn't seem like it will add to the time of getting through the airport.
We have advanced scanners to reduce false alarms and pat-downs.
Whoa. What if we prefer pat-downs?
Computed tomography systems with AI-generated images.
I don't know what any of that means.
Hundreds of canine teams screening vehicles, cargo, baggage, and passengers.
The more dogs, the better in this world.
Coupled with the fact that all passengers can now leave their shoes on.
Finally!
These upgrades deliver faster, smarter, and more secure screening.
Now here's a guy from Santa Barbara who is realizing that he needs to be pumped for the World Cup.
But I have seen a lot of people coming for the World Cup. As I in and out a few days ago, right over here, seeing a friend for dinner.
First of all, I love that he's seeing a friend for dinner at In-N-Out. Strong choice.
And there are a bunch of people, I think they all got off a flight from Dubai, and they had like World Cup balls, and they were taking videos with the planes landing. And I was like, this is really awesome. I was like, I forget, LA is lit.
Sometimes it's easy to forget, LA is lit.
TSA also wants to remind travelers to have their real ID or other acceptable forms of ID, like a passport, when entering security checkpoints.
But I think most importantly, always remember,
LA's lit.
You will have summer plans when you listen for your chance to see Sublime at the Field of Dreams in San Diego this Saturday and get on the standby boarding list to see him again at the Point Break Music Fest in Virginia Beach. Your chance to qualify coming up in about 5 minutes on K-Rock. K-Rock, hello, who's this?
Hey, it's Jay.
Hey, Jay, you win tickets. Congratulations.
Yeah, awesome, man. Thank you.
You're going to see Sublime at the Field of Dreams in San Diego this Saturday, and you're on the standby boarding list to see them again at the Point Break Music Festival in Virginia Beach.
That's amazing.
All right, this is going to be difficult as a Laker fan. Lifelong Laker fan. I was raised in Phoenix, and I was a Laker fan, and my family hated me for it. Lifelong Laker fan. The Knicks, this year, are amazing. And my daughter, Katie, lives in Manhattan, and she says all the time, that they're every bar, every neighborhood, every park, every apartment that she goes by has the game on, and they're all going crazy, and they're in Central Park. The Knicks are playing the San Antonio Spurs, for those of you who don't know. I didn't care at all, but now I'm totally in, and I want the Knicks to win the championship because of the people of New York.
You know, I've been standing in this same place every single day. It looks pretty empty here. It looks like not a lot of people are on their way to work this morning. So probably celebrating late last night, probably calling in sick to work.
Yeah, because the game last night, I think the Knicks did the biggest comeback in finals history, I think. 29 points, San Antonio was ahead. The Knicks came back and they won it in the literally the last second.
Brunson gets it, fires up a three. Shot no good, the tip, it's gone! It's gone! It's gone! With 1.2 remaining, Knicks take the lead. OG Anunoby, and it's 107-106.
As a Laker fan, I don't care. As a sports fan, it's hard not to get swept up in the excitement of that.
Can't blame them, though, right? I mean, people were just going absolutely nuts last night over that game. I want you to take a look at this crowd that was at Woolman Rink at Central Park last night. Thousands of fans there cheering when the Knicks finally won last night. Around 4,000 fans there standing, watching the game on the big screen and laying on the grass with their picnic blankets.
Yeah, they weren't really laying on the grass in their picnic blankets for long because it was such a crazy good ending to that game. But Laker fan for life, want the Knicks to win.
The city of Pomona is apologizing for pornographic images that were found in some recreation guides sent to residents.
What about the butt?
I don't know what the porn was, but details coming up on K-Rock. While all the headlines are the World Cup and politics and whatnot, it's K-Rock, by the way, Kevin Ryder. Pomona has a little scandal on their hands.
The city of Pomona is apologizing for pornographic images that were found in some recreation guides sent to residents.
This is their statement. The city of Pomona is aware that some copies of the recently mailed recreation guide may include inappropriate images that should not have appeared in a publication distributed to residents.
What about the butt?
No word on what the porn is, but sex can be recreational and can be done in Pomona, and maybe porn helps that. So technically, no, still wrong.
The guides are supposed to highlight the activities and programs for kids and adults.
Not so much for kids. Why don't they just take it down and edit it?
Its officials say inappropriate images appeared in some mailed versions.
Hold on. People still use mail?
Not the online version. They say the images did not originate from the printing vendor.
All right, here's where I have questions. If it came from the printing vendor properly, how did someone else put porn in the printed copies that the printing company made? I think the only way to do that would be to tape pictures inside of the flyer. This makes no sense.
And they're looking into how they got in. They believe it was the work of a, quote, rogue actor.
Maybe look inside the printing vendor for the rogue actor.
They'll also work on safeguards to make sure something like this does not happen again.
What about the butt?
No word on what the porn was. On the way on K-Rock, we have three things at four with Megan Holliday and the 420 catch of the day on K-Rock. This is K-Rock. Three things at four is coming up next.
I'm going to tell you about a senior prank that involves glue and $70,000 worth in damage.
Love it. Love it. It's Kevin Ryder in the afternoon with the 420 catch of the day. On the way, Megan Holliday is here now with three things at four.
K-Rock. K-Rock. K-R-O-Q.
Three things at four.
One, two, three.
Number one, San Diego police are offering a $1,000 reward for information leading to the arrest of a suspect accused of gluing shut nearly 200 doors at Patrick Henry High School.
Oh, my God.
Here is the story.
Glue pouring out of keyholes, sealing them shut. Even now, 2 weeks later, some keys still won't slide into locks.
It's pretty crazy.
Christopher Guzman says the minute he got to school on May 26th, he knew something wasn't right.
I was walking in, and I looked, and there was, like, all these teachers on the floor. They had these little, I don't know what they were doing, but they were, like, picking at the locks.
It's believed the suspect acted alone and was on campus for a good 2 hours. Rumors swirling around the school is that it was done as a senior prank, but detectives aren't sure yet if the suspect is a Patrick Henry student.
It is typical to see senior pranks, but those are more lighthearted, funny, more clever, but nothing to this extreme of damaging over $70,000 worth of property.
That's right. Damage is estimated at $70,000, which is why Crime Stoppers is now involved with a reward of up to $1,000 for information that leads to the arrest of this felony vandalism suspect. It took a while, but teachers were able to get into enough classrooms to make sure everything still went on as planned that day.
So you still had class that day?
Yeah, we still had a class that day. Yeah, we had to take the final. Shoot.
That was the kid. That was the kid right there. That's the one.
I was thinking the same thing.
He did it.
They were interviewing the guy that did it.
Yep.
Okay, number two. An Uber driver fell asleep while driving a passenger to Costa Mesa. Here is that story.
Scary ride for an Uber rider who caught his driver asleep at the wheel of the Tesla. The rideshare customer sent us this video telling us that he was going to Costa Mesa on March 24th at around 7:30 p.m. He says the driver fell asleep on the 405 freeway. That rider tells us he contacted the Orange County Sheriff's Department but was told deputies would have needed to witness the driver asleep. He also filed a complaint with Uber but was initially informed he would not be able to find out whether any action was taken. This morning, Uber sent him another message saying they are reviewing the driver's access to the app and have refunded his trip.
So he was in a Tesla that was self-driving?
He was in a self-driving Tesla, and there's video evidence. He is, you know...
Yeah, the passenger.
The passenger filmed the guy. You can tell he's clearly asleep, and that's still not enough to be able to charge the guy with.
Yeah, true.
So sketchy. Okay, number three. Coors Light is releasing an extra-tall beer canister called the Taller Boy that insulates and holds up to 3 12-ounce beer cans. The Taller Boy was inspired by soccer announcer Andrés Cantor's iconic extended goal, which sounds like this.
Love it.
How does he do it?
Love it. So
this is part of Coors Light's 2026 FIFA World Cup campaign, and those went on sale today. I'm Megan Holliday. That was three things at four on K-Rock.
K-Rock's 420.
Catch of the day.
A monster catch of the day.
This is a song from Shinedown from their latest album, 8. It's called Young Again. If you'd like to see Shinedown, they are playing August 6th in Ontario, California. This song is called Young Again. It is Shinedown, and it's the 420 catch of the day on K-Rock. Brand new song from Shinedown called Young Again. That is the 420 catch of the day on K-Rock. Keep listening for your chance to see Sublime at Field of Dreams in San Diego this Saturday.
And get on the standby boarding list to see them again in Virginia Beach. Your shot to win is coming up on K-Rock.
It's Kevin Ryder and Megan Holliday.
We've got 5 o'clock story time coming up, and it'll be your shot to win tickets to see Young the Giant and Cold War Kids at the Forum on July 17th.
I find security guards to be pretty cool for the most part.
They are kind of unsung heroes. They have to deal with so much stuff.
It's K-Rock. It's Kevin Ryder and Megan Holliday. Violent clashes between protesters and security and then police outside a World Cup opening game in Mexico City.
Oh, God.
Throwing rocks and Molotov cocktails. The police showed up. I can't imagine being a security guard because you really don't get paid enough to do that.
You really don't, for the amount of stuff that people try to pull at every single event.
You and I try to pull at every single event. Yes,
we do. Yes.
But I think for the most part, you just don't want to get in trouble.
Yeah.
So if the security guard thinks they're not going to get in trouble, they're usually pretty cool about letting you do whatever it is.
Some of my best experiences have been with, like, if I've needed to get in somewhere, especially back in the day, I would just, you know, slip a security guard $40, $50, and they would let me in. I even got into Coachella that way one time a million years ago.
Yeah, when you stormed the...
Well, that was
front
a different time.
Gate? Oh, okay.
There have been several times.
So good and bad run-ins with security guards, or you were a security guard and you had good or bad run in.
Yeah.
Either way, that is the topic at 800-520-1067. You had a run in with the security guard, good or bad, or you were a security guard, good or bad run ins.
And for the best call or text at 800-520-1067, got your tickets to see Young, the Giant, and Cold War Kids at the Forum on July 17th.
Your run-ins with the security guards, 800-520-1067. We are taking your run-ins with security guards.
323 said, my night security guy in college was also my dealer. Years after I graduated, I read that he was arrested for armed robbery, but he was cool to me.
We are taking your phone calls and texts about run-ins with security guards, especially if they're good.
Yeah, we love the good ones. But bad ones, you can call in with those,
sure,
too. And for the best call or text, we got your tickets to see Young the Giant and Cold War Kids at the Forum on July 17th.
The number's 800-520-1067. You have a story like that?
Best run-in was security at the Troubadour. We were smoking up on that top section. Came up and rushed us and told us, pass the J or get out.
Yes! Legend!
You can't exactly hide smoking out at the Troubadour.
No.
Nah, you're pretty much, you know, shoulder to shoulder.
That's fantastic. I love that security guard so much.
Hell yeah.
So we passed it.
Of course.
Okay, well, yeah, of course. You want to stay in there.
K-Rock, hello.
Okay, so back in the day, I was a security guard, and we were based at the Arrowhead Pond. So I got to do all the concerts, which is the Arrowhead Pond, the Weenie Rose, the Warped Tour.
Fantastic!
So my luck was I would go to the concerts and put my uniform on and say I'm going to work. And once I'm there, I'd take my clothes off. And I was able to bring some beer and, of course, you know, some little 420.
Sure.
And that's how I got my free concerts.
Oh, my God. I love it.
That's genius. I love that.
It really is.
You're a hero.
Those are the good days.
K-Rock, hello.
I went to go see Dom Dolla in Las Vegas, and the security guard.
You went to Vegas to see the DJ, Dom Dolla?
You know, I didn't know where to go. There was a long-ass line, and there was all these people, and I'm just showing him, hey, where do I sit? Or where do I go line up? And he took my ticket, like, have you guys got the wristband? And said, no, give me your IDs. So I gave him my ID. I was like, maybe 5-7 minutes. He comes back. And he says, come with me. So then he proceeds to, like, take me through this long line of party girls who are just, it's just me and my girl, and we're bypassing every single person in line. We're getting just looks. I'm being squeezed by. And the guy's like, who's this guy? Like, he comes to another security guy. He's like, who's this? He needs to get in. I'm nobody, right?
That's fantastic.
It's amazing. And I don't even know this guy, but he, like, took it up me all the way through into this packed house to see Dom Dalla.
Was your girlfriend hot?
Of course.
Okay,
yeah,
there you go.
That's what it is.
That's
okay,
it.
Okay, he was trying to steal your girl.
You should thank your girlfriend for that instead of the security guard. K-Rock, hello.
Okay, so I don't know if you've ever been to downtown Fullerton at any point in your life.
Yeah, I've been to the dive bar in Fullerton.
Slide bar.
Yeah, I've been to the slide bar in Fullerton.
But they have,
yes,
a lot of bars that have alleyways that back up to each other.
Yep.
I started a 30-person roadhouse-style bar brawl without ever throwing a punch. And it just evolved, and then somebody threw a chair, and
oh my God,
that went across to the other bar, and then those people came over and started fighting those guys, and yeah, it was just pandemonium for about 10 minutes.
And then you got to also look like the hero, even though you were the one that started the whole thing.
We didn't get kicked out because security started getting beat up. We helped out security, and then when the cops came, they said, no, it wasn't their fault. They were helping us out.
Wow. Wow. Way to work the system.
Gnarly. Oh, my God.
All right, 800-520-1067, your run-ins with security. We're talking about your run-ins with security guards.
657 said, this is back in the 90s. I was in high school, and we had a campus security guard that used to bust us smoking weed under the bleachers. He busted us so many times and eventually just gave up and started smoking it with us. Yeah!
That's my kind of security guard. Got another chance for you to win tickets to see Sublime at the Field of Dreams in San Diego.
And also get on the standby boarding list to see them again in Virginia Beach. Your shot to win is coming up on K-Rock.
We are taking your phone calls on run-ins with security. You had one?
Yeah, so when I was about 19, I worked for a tuck shop. And all of the police that were off duty they were pretty much the security guards for the Golden Globes.
Yeah, the award show.
For the Golden Globes?
And I suited all of them, and, you know, they're nice dudes. So the night of the Golden Globes, I decided to take one of the tuxes, and one of my friends, she dressed up in an evening gown. She looked beautiful. We looked like we belonged. And we drove over to the Beverly Hilton, and we walked up, and all the security guards who were the guys that I suited, they were like, "What? Danny, come on in."
Fantastic. Oh!
And we met so many people. I was stuck in a corner with Reese Witherspoon and Ryan Felipe and Michael Douglas. And I told Catherine Zeta-Jones how beautiful she was. And she looked at me and she goes, "Thank you." Like in her accent.
Oh, my God.
So thanks to my tux job, I was able to crash the Golden Globes.
I got inside the Golden Globes one time and Jack Nicholson was there. Oh. And I went up to say hi and I said, "Jack." And he said, "Get me a Coke and rum or whatever." And I just went and got one for him. I was like, "I don't know what to do here. I'm just going to get it for him."
Angelina Jolie, and I saw her Billy Bob tattoo up close.
Nice.
I'm telling you, it's like security guards are... They really are, like, they can get you in or they can keep you out. They're magical, you know?
Right?
K-Rock, hello.
All right, so I'm working the security event at the Roosevelt Hotel. I was looking for a kid event, like a little kid event.
Right.
And I didn't know the details of who it was, but obviously it was someone in management who was having a birthday party for a kid. And I get a call on the radio. They're like, "Hey, there's this guy right there by the doorway. He's intoxicated. Can you go over there and tell him something?" I'm like, "Yeah, sure. Let me go over there and check it out." I go over there, no BS, Johnny Knoxville, and he is intoxicated. And at first, I'm a big fan. This is when, like, Jackass was, like, really big and popular.
Right.
So this was when he used to drink. I think he's sober now.
And he was wearing, like, the same outfit that he was in one of, like, the skits. And I go up to him, casual. I said, "Hey, what's up, man?" And he was like, "Oh, what's up?" And I'm like, "Hey, man, I'm a big fan. I'm not trying to, like, bully you or push you out. But I got a call that you're supposed to not be here by the party, the kids' party." He looked at me and said, "This isn't a bar?" I said, "Nah, bro. This is usually the Viper bar, but it's actually rented out for a kids' party." He's like, "No shit." "I thought this was a bar." I said, "Nah, Johnny." I walked him out, put him in a cab. He was gone, man.
And this story is such perfect timing because there's a new Jackass movie that's coming out, I think, next week or in 2 weeks.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that. That's going to be great.
Hell yes.
All right, who's our Golden Globes guy? He's my favorite.
I know. I loved him. So that's Danny.
Danny, hello.
Hey, hey.
You had a lot of specifics in your story. You remembered almost everybody you met.
Because it was such a great night.
Yeah.
And yeah, even though it was years ago, it was just... It was really special.
It is wild.
I know, and we just got to love those unsung heroes, those security guards.
Yep.
Getting you into the Golden Globes, come on.
And I'm not going to take the girl to this concert that I went with the Golden, because I don't talk to her anymore.
That's sad.
She got weird. Screw her anyway.
All right, Golden Globes. You got tickets. Congratulations.
Yeah, dude. You're going to go see Young the Giant and Cold War Kids at the Forum on July 17th.
Wow, awesome.
Thank you, man.
I'm so excited.
Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Got another chance for you to see Sublime and Virginia Beach on K-Rock Road Trip USA, destination number 3.
Getting you on the standby boarding list for that and your tickets to see them on Saturday at the Field of Dreams Festival in San Diego. Your chance to win's coming up on K-Rock.